Fridays are when we check in with the Sacramento Business Journal for the week's top stories. Digital editor Sonia Sorich joins us now. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
There's an update on Kaiser Permanente's planned hospital near downtown Sacramento at the rail yards. Turns out construction costs could be higher than expected.
New documents suggest the first phase of the project will cost $749.5 million. Previous estimates put the whole project at about $1 billion. The hospital is expected to ultimately include 420 beds in a 14-story building, as well as a large medical office. The 1.2 million square foot hospital has been called a flagship tenant at the planned rail yards development.
What about a timeline? When could construction start?
Well, the project has faced a series of delays, but momentum appears to have picked up. Kaiser is expected to complete its purchase of the rail yards property next month. If that goes as planned, the city of Sacramento anticipates additional site plan reviews and entitlements in the first half of 2019. This new hospital is expected to replace Kaiser's Morse Avenue Hospital, which will be closed in anticipation that it won't meet state seismic standards by 2030.
McClatchy is making another big change. The Sacramento-based newspaper publisher has about 30 newspapers, and it announced it will centralize its design and copy editing departments. How will this affect jobs?
McClatchy plans to bring all of its design and copy editing jobs into a central hub in Charlotte, North Carolina. We know that in the paper's West region, this will affect 30 people. Now, those employees have been offered jobs in Charlotte and will also have the opportunity to work remotely. Workers who don't stay with the company will be offered voluntary separation packages.
So I'm thinking this is sort of a way to cut costs?
It's another step in McClatchy's transformation into a digital publishing company. But yeah, money is also a factor. With the move, the company hopes to see cost savings in the layout and production of its print product. As you know, we've seen McClatchy cut staff in recent years, including workers at the Sacramento Bee, to reduce expenses. The company has struggled with a high debt load and declining print newspaper circulation.
And a business coming to downtown Sacramento will combine food, drinks, and miniature golf?
That's right. We're talking about Flatstick Pub, which will fill a large retail vacancy near Golden One Center. Flatstick has three locations in the Seattle area, and this location will be owned separately under a license agreement with Flatstick in Washington State. You can expect miniature golf elements inside along with other games and, of course, beer, wine, cider, and food. We've talked in the past about this idea of eatertainment, that is combining food with entertainment to stay competitive and attract clients in a growing restaurant market, and this seems to be an extension of that.
So where exactly in downtown Sacramento will this place be?
Well, it will take up part of the ground floor and the entire basement at 630 K Street downtown. Craft brewery Roostaller previously had its tasting room in that basement. And if you're looking for a timeline, Flatstick could open in late spring of next year.
Digital editor with the Sacramento Business Journal, Sonia Sorich. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.